Today we continue learning Mishnah Yud Gimel, the four short quips of Hillel. Last time we discussed the second one, Udulo Mosif Yosef. Today we learn the third statement, which sounds very similar. Udulo Yalif Ktala Chayev. A person who does not learn is Chayev Misa. Isn't that the same thing as Dulo Mosif Yosef? There are basically two different directions taken in the Mefarshim on this Mishnah. Rashi explains that this isn't speaking about someone who does not learn, it's speaking about someone who does not teach. Udelo Yalif, one who may learn but does not teach others, is Chayiv Misa. The Tiferet Yisrael elaborates that one who selfishly refuses to share his knowledge with others, either because he wishes them to remain more ignorant than him or because it's beneath his dignity, it's a waste of time for him, this is contemptible. By cutting off the supply of spiritual sustenance to others, he spiritually chokes them to death. He deserves to be paid back in the same way. Most of the Mefarshim, though, understand that this part of the Mishnah is also speaking about those who do not learn. So the question becomes, what is the relationship between this phrase and this phrase that precedes it? Avot Rabbi Natan explains that here we're referring to a different type of learning. Not the learning of Torah, but learning from Talmidei Chachamim. Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, the importance of learning not only book knowledge, but learning from watching from the Anhagot of Talmidei Chachamim. But most of the Mefarshim understand that this second phrase is also talking about the learning of Torah. So finally, we have to ask ourselves, how does it relate to the phrase before? So it seems the basic difference is the phrase before is talking about one who's already learned, but does not take advantage of the opportunity to add more learning. Udulo Mosif Yosef. Here, this phrase, Udulo Yalef, is talking about someone who never takes the time to learn. A person who's written learning off. And here the question becomes, which is worse, a person who has learned but does not add opportunities, or a person who does not learn in the first place? And here we have an interesting debate. Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbi Avadya Mibar Tanura, they explain that it's worse if a person never took the opportunity to learn. There's no curiosity whatsoever. Learning is simply not on the agenda for him. Kesef Mishnah, though, Hilchot Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, he takes the opposite approach. He says it's worse if a person has learned and appreciates Torah, but doesn't take the opportunity to add more time to learn. And the truth is, this is what it sounds like from the language of the Mishnah itself. Udalo Mosif, a person who does not add opportunity, who has learned but does not have opportunity, Yosef, he is inevitably swept off the world. Udalo Yalef, a person who has never learned, Ketala Chayef, he deserves to die. He may not necessarily die, but he deserves to die, and he may have other merits, other things that his life is devoted to. Obviously, both these points are important, and the focus on this helps us appreciate the two of them. It's important for those who do not learn to realize that everyone should seek to learn. And for those who learn and appreciate Torah but don't maximize their opportunity, we have to make sure to do so as well.